You're listening to the Weekend Sport Podcast with Jason Pine from Newstalk ZB.
We know that later in the year, Christchurch, Wellington and Hamilton will host Black Caps test matches against England in November and December. Hagley Oval, the opening match, November 28th. Is day one of that test, then the Basin Reserve from December 6 and Seddon Park from December 14. New Zealand Cricket confirmed the venues for the fixtures quite early because of strong demand from local and international fans. Speaking of who, Chris Millard is Managing Director of the Barmy Army, the very well-known organisation that arranges tours for England cricket fans. He joins us now. Chris, how does New Zealand rate, first of all, as destinations that the Barmy Army enjoy visiting?
Yeah, it's a destination that has it all for a travelling fan. It's somewhere that is always high on the list for every English travelling fan. I can speak from personal experience as well. Everyone asks me where's the best place we tour. And look, we're very fortunate to follow England cricket all over the world and for some of us it to be our job. And New Zealand sits right at the top of the tree. It's I'd like to describe it as a place that everyone thinks Australia is going to be like if they're going for the first time, but the people are just a lot nicer.
Oh, well, they always say you should know your audience, so well done, Chris, on that. You've knocked it out of the park on the very first answer. Any early idea or gut feel on how many from the Barmy Army might be here late in the year?
You know we travel in our thousands. It's not going to be hundreds, it'll be thousands, and I think the attraction of a test match at the Hagley Oval, a South Island tour, for a lot of the fans, they'll be going out there early. And we know the score. We know the England boys will be out there playing golf for a good few weeks before the tour. And that might be due to a certain Brendan McCullen and Ben Stokes. And I've been on to my mates in Christchurch. I'm actually fairly friendly with James Stokes, Ben's brother, and we're going to have a game at his club. So it should be great to get out there early, and I'm pretty sure there'll be a few thousand of us travelling over.
What do you make of the timing, Chris? November and December, does that sit well with Barmy Army members?
Absolutely perfect. It's just when, for anyone that's been to the UK, they'll know how miserable it turns in about November time. So to get out of the country at that time of year to go to somewhere like New Zealand is everyone's bucket list, and I'm sure it'll be right up there. So it couldn't have been timed better, to be honest with you.
How important a part of following the England cricket team around the world, as you have, is the actual cricket, and how much is about experiencing the other things the country might have to offer?
It's a bit of everything, to be honest. I think people travel all over the world and they like to tick off all the countries and follow England everywhere we go. But we have to embrace a local culture, whether that's in India, Pakistan, New Zealand, South Africa. People go for the cricket primarily. It's a reason to go. But then secondary is for all the tourism stuff and for all the sites and the cultural stuff as well. So, I mean, we've just got back from India. That was a good time. It was a good tour, but a lot different to your likes of New Zealand or a South Africa tour. And I think people are looking forward to the luxuries that New Zealand has to offer as opposed to somewhere like India.
And what about mixing with the locals? You talked about the friendly people you find here in New Zealand, which, you know, I'm sure you'll get exactly the same when you arrive later in the year. How much of a part of this is mixing with local cricket fans wherever you might be going?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the one thing that we always try and do. And I think a lot of people look at English supporters around the world and they say how friendly it is to go on a cricket tour and go on a Barmy Army tour, because we've got to embrace it. We like to sit with the Kiwi fans. We like to embrace the local traditions and culture and really get stuck into it. And I think the one thing that we've got in common is our hatred for the Australians. So we've always got something to bond over, right?
That's right. This is so right. So I'm just looking at the calendar, and it's a jam-packed schedule. And as you say, you travel near and far to follow the team. Have you got many going to the T20 World Cup in the United States and the West Indies in June?
Yeah, we have. We've got a little contingent. It's not a big contingent. I think that's right in the middle of the English summer, so it's a little bit tricky for us, that one. So it won't be as well followed as your normal England away fixtures that you see with the Barmy Army. We're actually back in the Caribbean in November, so I'd expect more people to be going on that one. But yeah, we've got a pretty jam-packed schedule with the World Cup and then a few home tests and few home ODIs, and then we're in Pakistan, in the West Indies, and then finally in New Zealand for the big one at the end of the year.
Over 25 years you've been in operation now, and man, the Barmy Army has just grown into something I'm sure that many of its early members could not possibly have envisaged. Is this a full-time business now for you, Chris?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. We've got 16 full-time employees, so
wow.
It's a much bigger operation than a lot of people would think, and it's a lot of people do it for the love of it. We all love cricket, and we love what the Barmy Army means to people, and it's much more than just a few people singing songs and doing a few events. It's a fully functioning machine, and we take people all over the world, and we look after people and our numbers. We've got over 6,500 members now, a couple of million on social media. So it's as you say, it's really grown into something special, and almost a movement and a style of support that we're really proud of, and hopefully we can replicate in years to come all around the world.
What sort of relationship do you have with the team and its players?
That's the thing about cricket. It's completely unique. It's unlike any other sport. The access to the players is fantastic, and the recognition that the players give us for our support, whether there's a test match or a game in Bangladesh, or whether it's the beautiful settings of New Zealand, we will be there. It doesn't matter where the England team are playing, and I think the players recognise that, and we always get support off the key figureheads of Ben Stokes, Joe Root, Jimmy Anderson. They're huge fans of ours, and they often just show up to our events just as a show of appreciation. I think you just can't replicate that. And I know the Kiwi players on the last tour were especially generous. If you remember rightly, a couple of the players got together when the trumpet got stolen got damaged at one of the test matches by someone running away with it. The Cricket New Zealand paid for it to be repaired, and that just shows that the access to the players that we have and the connection because of what we do and how we support is unlike no other, be that the home team or the away team.
Yeah, well, we can't wait to have you down here in November and December of this year, Chris. I still remember being at Bay Oval in 2019, back end of 2019, and hearing Jerusalem belted out early on each morning of that test match. And yeah, we can't, as I say, wait to have you all down here later in the year. Thanks for taking the time, and hope it's a big year ending with a big tour down under.
Thanks for having me on. Look forward to seeing you all soon.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks indeed. Chris Millard, Managing Director of the Barmy Army.
For more from Weekend Sport with Jason Pine, listen live to News Talk ZB weekends from midday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.